to Looking Back at Gawler's History through the pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2025. And I'm down in the Gawler Culture and Heritage Centre under the Gawler Civic Centre with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
We've got Les and Jill working away in the background. Welcome, Les and Jill. So, 150 years ago, the ministry. The defeat of the treasurer at Yatala election on Monday has been a great blow to the ministry, already weakened by the retirement of Mr. Bundy, and there is no doubt we are on the eve of a ministerial crisis. It is true that the government haven, in a measure, recovered from the loss of the latter gentleman and proper up to their fall in power by the appointment of Mr. John Vox Bray as Minister of Justice and Education. It's very awkward wording. Governments in South Australia were notoriously fickle through this period, but I did do a little bit of research into John Coxbray. It's not John Vox Bray, as is written in the paper. It's John Coxbray. He was the first South Australian native-born Premier of South Australia, so I thought that was interesting. And he's born in East Adelaide. His father was a cordwainer from Hampshire, a cordwainer being a shoemaker, mm-hmm. as distinct from a cobbler.
Yeah, and the shoemaker, the cordwainers did the finer upper work.
Yes. The cobblers only mended shoes. Yes. Cordwainers made them. So
made them.
There was a very strict demarcation between the two. And he had many positions in government in South Australia. He was, amongst other things, Attorney General, Leader of the Opposition, Treasurer of South Australia and Premier through different periods. At one stage he was the longest serving Premier of the colony, which was for about 3 years. Premiers came and went very quickly in that period. So I'll leave it at that and move on to 100 years ago, Kay.
100 years ago, a veteran press woman. On Thursday afternoon, May 14, a social gathering took place in the Gawler Congregational Schoolroom when, at the intervention of Reverend Willett and Mrs. Bevan, quite a number of ladies had the privilege and pleasure of meeting Miss Alice Hendry, the veteran Australian presswoman. During the afternoon, Miss Daphne Milton played a pianoforte solo and Mrs. J.H. Bennett sang Smiling Through. And she probably worked in the women's pages.
Well, I think it's actually Alice Hendry, who is a journalist and women's rights advocate, not Alice Hendry.
Oh, Henry, was it?
Yeah, Alice Hendry. So I think it's misspelled there.
Yes.
Again. And she was really famous. Her journalism publicised progressive causes like juvenile courts, women's hospitals, proportional representation, epileptic colonies, care for handicapped and dependent children and labour reform. And she was friends with people like Catherine Helen Spence and Henry Bonds Higgins, who was a High Court judge. He was quite renowned. Henry Higgins.
Oh, right, yep.
There was a song about
him. Was that
him.
After the...
During the Depression.
Yeah, there's an electorate called Higgins. It's probably named after
would
him.
Would be, yes.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Henry Higgins, who also has a song about him in My Fair Lady.
Yes.
What was it? Something, Henry Higgins. You wait, Henry Higgins. Just you wait.
Yes. We'll move on to 50 years ago. New centre plan blends old and new. Preservation of historic buildings, major development and redevelopment west of Murray Street, and an extensive system of pedestrian walkways. These are the major recommendations in the report on the Gawler Town Centre released last week. I think the pedestrian walkways have taken a long time to come to pass, but they are happening now. I'm not sure what the development rest of Murray Street would be referring to. Maybe around where Foodland is? It's mainly resident. Once you get much further west, it's all residential.
I think that was the area, because I actually came across the paperwork here, and it was the area basically from Todd Street through to Cowan Street and all that area behind the shops there.
Yes.
There was a massive plan to redevelop all of that with offices and... It's sort of ended up similar to that now, but it was had little walkways and all sorts of things.
Yeah,
it was an interesting plan. It was one of the Hignett plans, I think, that sort of died a bit of a death.
Yeah, so that's what they're referring to.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. 25 years ago, and we start off with a photograph of a church and an illegible caption. Well, I can't read it with my glasses on. Ringing out the old. There were mixed emotions of the lovely old Williston Uniting Church on Sunday, packed and overflowing for a very special but sad event. as well as celebrating the church's 133rd anniversary. More than 150 parishioners and visitors were there to take part in the final service prior to the church's closure. So it was deconsecrated. It's been a lovely family home since then. It's sold two or three times,
I think. It's a B&B.
Oh,
right. So when Helen Hennessy did her walking tour based on the life of H. Coombe, that was one of the locations.
Was it?
Final location, because that was the family church when they lived in Williston.
Well, it's still there. It's still standing, and it's good that it's being used.
It's a beautiful building.
It is
lovely.
Yes, well, a lot of those old church buildings are, and they were well built.
So make lovely houses. They convert beautifully.
Very much.
So, 10 years ago, Gawler's big funding win. Gawler Council has won $5.7 million funding from the federal government for its game-changing Gawler Connect project. The funding comes from the first round of the federal government's National Stronger Regions Fund and will be matched with a $7.2 million injection from Council. It follows months of lobbying from Council, which flew representatives to Canberra earlier this year to garner support for the project. Mayor Karen Redmond said this was a game changer for the town. It's about jobs, it's about supporting our community, it's about improving the lives of people in our community in a really, really effective way, she said. My understanding is it's the most significant funding amount that Gawler has received. Yeah, it'd be interesting to follow up with some of the projects that have developed out of that. I've certainly seen a lot of change in the last 10 years in Gawler in terms of civic centre. This building, the streets, redesigning of streets. So, and that's it, I think, for this week.
That's it, Jeanette. That seemed to be short and sweet, didn't it? They're actually fairly short paragraphs.
They are very short, all of them, yes.
Yeah, because there's two big photographs. There's the one at the top, which is of the Bunyip office, I think. So that's one way to fill a column.
Yes.
With a photograph.
I notice it varies in size according to the content of the column. So until next week, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette. Bye.
Bye. For old life's sign.